Why the Creator seeks to save all life. Why does the Creator seek to save all lives? It is because of His love for them, and because it is He who bestowed them with life. During this final phase of the cosmos's formation, stasis, degeneration, and destruction cycle, the Creator spent 200 million years making the three realms, as well as planning and putting in place the many ways and opportunities by which lives could be saved, all the while laying a foundation for humanity's culture, thought, and conduct. He furthermore used His own divine body to reduce and resolve the sinful karma of the multitude of lives. He has given everything of His in order to save all life. Over the course of those 200 million years, the Creator reincarnated with multiple bodies at the same time, countless in number, and laid the foundation for humanity's culture in this world while overseeing and guarding humankind's morals. This was done so that people might, one day, when during the end times the age of salvation would come, meet the standard set for them by divine beings. People's souls have reincarnated repeatedly over the long and drawn-out ages of history and spent tens of millions of years in waiting. Over time, the true bodies of the souls of most of the world's people, and this holds true for all ethnicities and races, established some form of familial tie with the Creator. This led the Creator to love the world's people, His people, only more. With the arrival of the end times, it became forbidden for lives without such a tie to become human. This was done so as to ensure that the task of salvation could be better fulfilled. By that time, the true bodies of the people on this earth were all those of His people, and so too were the divine beings that people believe in, who incarnated as human beings and served to impart spiritual teachings. Their mission was to, while assuming human form, lay the cultural foundation intended by the divine for man's salvation, in the end, by the Creator. The virtuous and authentic religions they left to this world have carried on in order to uphold morality as people await their eventual salvation by the Creator. The Creator has the right to love His people, and His love is even greater for those He deems befitting of love. He is entitled to do so, and no one or no entity has the right to intervene. That is His supreme grace toward these lives. The Creator is the Lord of all divine beings in the cosmos. He is the Maker of the Lord of Lords, of the King of Kings, and He is the Sovereign of all lives, including the three realms: human lives, spiritual beings, and material things, all of which He made. His love is the highest and most sacred blessing for all lives. There is no greater honor for any person in this world than to be loved by Him. Teacher Li Hongzhi, April 17th, 2023.